Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, we have the audio vault coming up. We did get an email in that I wanted to go over. And we'll open up the phone lines. You guys can text in or good morning to everybody on Bill and Jessica Show TV on our TikTok.
Yes,
you guys
hello.
Can comment as well at Power 101.7 FM. The email says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice. And I figured if anyone's heard a crazier situation, it's your listeners. Okay. I'm 34, divorced just 8 months. My ex-wife recently asked me if I'd attend her wedding. And yes, her wedding
Stop.
With the guy that she cheated on me
okay.
with.
Okay, goodbye. We're done.
No. Okay.
No, and no.
That's why they split up. She cheated. Now she's getting married to the dude.
And she's inviting him.
And she invited him to the wedding.
Stop. For what reason?
Because she said it would mean a lot to her.
Okay.
Apparently, it's important for our daughter, who's 6, to see us both there because she's going to be the flower girl. And I do get that. I want to be a good dad, and I do want to be emotionally mature, especially in front of our daughter. But man, this feels like a slap in the face. My friends think going would show growth, forgiveness, and strength. What kind of friends do you have? But I feel like I'd be betraying myself by showing up. I'm still trying to pick up the pieces after everything. Watching her marry the guy that she cheated with and broke us up just feels humiliating. So I've got 2 questions. Am I crazy for not wanting to go, even if it's like for my daughter? Does anyone out there have actual advice on how to get over an ex so quickly, like emotionally ripping off the Band-Aid? Because pretending I'm fine isn't cutting it anymore. Thanks for keeping it real every morning. Y'all are one of the few things that help me laugh right now. Jason.
I don't think he's crazy.
No.
And 8 months, that's not enough time.
I mean, how jacked up is it for her to get married?
8 months is this not quick? Enough time for him to have that maturity and growth and all that stuff that his friends are expecting him to show.
Yeah.
No, he might have it in 8 years, but not 8 months.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go.
He shouldn't be expected. He shouldn't be expected to.
To show their daughter that, you know, they can still co-parent, get along. You don't have to go to the wedding to show her that.
It doesn't have to be at the wedding because she's going to be a flower girl.
Exactly. No, it doesn't have to be.
No.
I mean, that's kind of jacked up for her to... This is why he was invited. Not to show the daughter. The ex-wife who cheated wants his okay. She wants to make... She wants... Like him to accept that they're getting married and be okay with it.
Well,
that's what she kind of like. She wants the approval.
No, that's all weird to me.
That's why.
No, come to the wedding that I with the man that I cheated on you with. Come on.
604 texting in. Hell no. Yeah, I know. Mm-mm, you're right.
I don't like it.
You want to comment 302-858-5117.
And he shouldn't be put in that position, and he shouldn't be expected to show growth and maturity. And no.
No, you don't need to go to the wedding to show your daughter that, you know, you're going to be mature about co-parenting. And, you know, it's not for your daughter. It's actually for her.
You show that.
It's for her peace of mind because she knows she was wrong by cheating. So she wants kind of like... that validation that he's okay.
No.
She wants to be able to, like, that he's accepted it. She wants to be able to feel like, okay, we're good now. I'm past that. I know I cheated. I was wrong. But he's here at the wedding and, you know, now we're good. That's why he was invited to that wedding.
I don't think he should go.
No, he shouldn't
go. That's my opinion. I don't think he should go.
Don't go. Let's see, 251 texting in. Oh, hell no. This is indeed a slap in the face. Sure, he can go, but I'd be wearing a shirt that says, ask me for a fun story about the bride and groom. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Does anyone object?
Yeah. Ask me a fun story about the bride and groom. That is funny.
And it's 8 months.
Let's see. 359 texting in. Dude, go to the wedding and object them from getting married. That's what she wants. Oh, what is it going to be, a situation where you go to the wedding and anybody here who objects?
She wants it to happen.
I object. As he runs down the aisle. And he like runs in her arms and they start making out. And then they get back together. Dad. And she says, I love you, Dad. I should have never cheated. You finally forgive me. And then they start making out. They end up back together. The flower girl, the daughter jumps up in her parents' arms. They're all back together.
And they get remarried.
And they already have. You know what? Let's do this right now. We got the pastor here.
Everything's all set.
Yep. Let's do it right now.
That's a good movie. That's a good script.
I feel like it's happened so many times on other movies before. Again, 302-858-5117.